Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially on this Memorial Day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And we're having a great visit with Rich Galen. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, 20 years now, almost 20 years. He's been hanging out with us, and he's the purveyor of the cyber, twice weekly cyber column, Mullings.com. Rich, thanks again for being here. You were telling us about, as we went to the break, you were talking about a trip that you made to Normandy for D-Day.
Normandy.
To celebrate one of the D-Day celebrations. We've got a 75th anniversary coming up in a week or so. So weave that into your story.
This would have been for the 70th anniversary. And so, in America, or maybe in the West generally, we put specific emphasis on anniversaries that are divisible by five. Mm-hmm. So 70, 75th. But as part of that, we went to Reed and I, my son and I went to the American Cemetery in Normandy. And I believe I'm right about this. In Europe, the decision was made to bury our fallen where they fell. So there are American cemeteries throughout the European theater. In the Pacific theater, over time, the remains were brought home. From where they had fallen from those islands, but the American cemetery in Normandy is huge, and one of the great, and every American should have the opportunity to witness the raising and the lowering. I can't get through this without kind of getting choked up.
Yeah.
Raising and lowering the flag at the cemetery, and as you know, the rules changed some years ago. That if you've served in the military, you can offer a hand salute, mm-hmm. whether you're in uniform or not in uniform, mm-hmm. or whether you have a foreign legion or American Legion hat on or not. And the only time I've ever done that was watching them lower the flag at dusk at the American Cemetery in Normandy. And you can walk around and read, the names of generals, the names of privates, the names of sergeants. And just like Arlington, each gravestone is the same height. The son of a president.
A life is a life.
Than a private. Yeah.
The life's full measure of devotion is the same from one as it is from the other. And yeah. I think about my father who came back from the war, but he was part of that generation, and. He didn't tell a lot of stories, but I did hear stories of he was with Patton in North Africa and Sicily and Italy, and then he went to the Pacific for a while. But that was a generation that
those guys were kids. Most of them never left their town
or
their county, much less the country.
Oh yeah, yeah. My
dad spent the entire war in what's now Iran, then Persia, mm-hmm. Guarding the oil supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't tell very many stories, but the ones he did had to do with heat.
Well, the and sandstorms, I'm sure. The thing about Memorial Day that I think we need to remind people about is, and I wonder if as the generations go by, if we're going to be able to maintain this, Rich, and it's just like you and me, a couple of old fuddy-duddies to think this way, but I hope we never get too disconnected from this day, because I fear that the more disconnected we become from our history, the more that we lose some of America, and when we lose some of America. The world is there's a loss for the world, because America, warts and all, is the great benefactor of I consider it, and this makes me, an arrogant American if you want to, but I think that America has been the great benefactor of the world. And
the great beacon of life, of light of freedom.
And I love what Colin Powell said, and I quote him all the time. He's reported to have said,
right,
when America takes another country, conquers another country, we give it back to the people and ask for only enough land to bury our dead, as you indicated in Europe earlier.
Right. And it's true. It's true to this day. One of the issues I think we have that our generation and the generation that has fought generations that have followed us is the never-ending nature of some of these wars, as opposed to World War One, World War Two, and you know, when somebody signed a document, everybody got to come home, and that was that.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's one of the things that I found was I was in the National Guard. I didn't go to Vietnam because the Guard.
But you could have.
Belonged to.
But you could have.
Oh, yeah,
you made yourself available.
Yeah. But I was in an anti-aircraft unit, and then I was in a tank unit, and they didn't need either one in Vietnam. But for that reason, I was always a little bit kind of reticent about claiming military service until mm-hmm. I went to Iraq when I was there with your son.
Right.
And
and
I found these young men and women in the National Guard who mm-hmm. couldn't get through college because they kept getting active.
Right.
They kept getting deployed.
Yeah.
To Sarajevo, to Yugoslavia, to Iraq.
And I talk about that. I talk about what you just said in my Memorial Day column, and I also talk about it in the Veterans Day column. And Rich, I'm gonna tell you something I've never told anyone ever on this show before. My middle name is Wayne, and my parents named me after a friend of theirs who died in a suicide mission in World War II.
Oh God.
Tim Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.